If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Let's talk about some of the jurisprudential laws of miscellaneous nature based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. And let me start off our program with this question, Sheikh, if you don't mind. What is the law or the Islamic and religious Sharia law regarding removing the, extra or additional hair or, for example, pubic hair for the men? What does Islam say about that? Are there any benefits for that or what?
First of all, I would say that it's not obligatory to remove the hair. But it is recommended for men to wear the pubic, to remove the pubic hair once every 40 days. This is based on a tradition and a hadith transmitted through reliable sources that men should remove the pubic hair once every 40 days and women should remove that hair once every 20 days. Yes, mm-hmm. Once every 20 days. So that is, it's not obligatory. It's not compulsory. And their prayers will not be affected if they do not want to remove or shave off the hair.
What about shaving the other parts of the body's hair? Like, for example, the hair on the chest. Or, for example, the mustache or whatever.
Yeah, it's okay. It's permissible. And then... of course, the hair and the armpit, it's good to remove it if it is recommended by doctors and medical experts.
Usually they get dirty. They become dirty, especially when they become long.
If it's hygienic, whatever is advised by doctors, of course, it's okay to remove it. If it is more hygienic to remove the hair, that's okay. It's recommended, okay? Otherwise, it's not necessary.
What about keeping the hair on your head long? Is that non-Islamic?
No,
I've seen it, in fact, some very few, of course, scholars, in fact, frown upon some youngsters, keeping their hair long.
There's no problem. There's no problem in keeping your hair long. There's nothing wrong with it. As long as you keep them tidy and clean, it's okay. And it makes you look beautiful when you have long hair.
What about the hair of your mustache?
Of course.
Is it necessary to remove it,
No, it's not necessary. But it's very recommended to keep it short. And if it is possible, if it's okay, it's better to shave it. Uh-huh. But it's not necessary to remove.
I've heard it's reprehensible to have long mustache because whenever you want to eat or drink something, it actually touches some of the hair, and then it enters your mouth, so it becomes somehow awkward, basically.
That's why I'm saying that it's better, and when it's better to remove it, it means that it's not
good. Or cut it short?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Sheikh. Let's have a break, and then we'll be back momentarily and continue our program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Stay tuned.
The
followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/Ian. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws of miscellaneous nature based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khomeini. Sheikh Javid, what does Islam say? And of course, by Islam, I mean the religious laws and jurisprudential rules of Islam. What does it say about, in fact, not practicing istikhara? Like, for example, you have asked a religious scholar to, pull off istikhara or, use or make istikhara for you, and then you don't practice it after knowing the choices which have been given to you.
Well, istikhara means to seek divine guidance,
yes,
in matters about which one is confused.
Yes.
Okay. If you,
in places where the intellect cannot say anything.
Yes.
Especially
when you are on a crossroad and not know which way to take. Okay.
Yes.
Of course, if you do need to seek istikhara, to seek advice.
Mm-hmm.
And want you want God to put you on a right track,
right?
Then it's okay. You can do it in the first place, but if you don't want to practice this istikhara and go and disobey it,
yes,
it's not good to seek advice, divine guidance in the first place. Okay. But okay, the religious authorities have said that it's not necessary to act according to the result, the answer given as per the istikhara.
Mm.
Well, the istikhara might be good, might be medium, might be bad, but you can choose not to follow istikhara.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not good to go against it. Okay.
Oh, to go against.
To go. It's not good.
Is
but
it
it's not forbidden. It's not sin. It's not. No one
it's
has.
It's not
sin.
Sinful to do
it's
it.
It's not sinful to disobey or to go against it and not to practice it. Okay.
I see.
But I would say here something. It's very important that people, turn to istikhara every single moment, for every act, for every decision that they want to make. Okay. They have access to scholars. There are some people around them,
right,
who they can consult.
Yes.
Okay, and as long as you can consult someone to seek their advice, there are a lot of people in medical fields. You can ask doctors.
There are lots of counselors.
Of course, in engineering,
yes,
in building a house, you can consult experts.
Yes.
As long as you can consult experts, doing istikhara is of no use. It's invalid. Yeah. One has to use his own capacity as an individual who has the intellectual capacity.
Exactly.
He has to use it to find out what is good, what is bad. Okay. If he himself does not find himself in a position to find the right way, the right choice, to make the right decision, then he can ask other people who are,
yes,
better knowledgeable, who,
yes,
are better experienced. And if in that case he cannot find anyone, then he can opt for istikhara. Look and see what he can do according to the Quran and according to the divine guidance.
Exactly, exactly. There are some places where, in fact, we don't have any scientific evidence or proof or any fact suggesting, for example, one choice is better than the other. So
right.
Here, in fact, where there's no room for scientific, for example, investigation, or science has no such thing to say,
right,
then it is logical, actually, to go toward the istikhara, right?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Let's take a short break, and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws of miscellaneous nature based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, what is the best time, actually, to do or to perform and offer the missed prayers?
There's no specific time in which one is supposed to offer the missed prayers. Okay, if you miss your Fajr prayer and you do not make time to offer your Fajr prayer, it is good, it's recommended that you offer your Fajr prayer before the noon prayer. And the same is the case with the other prayers. If you miss one prayer, let's say the Maghrib prayer, it's good that you offer it before you start another Maghrib prayer or the Fajr prayer.
Yes.
So, but if you cannot do any of this, you can accumulate them and perform them all at once. Like, for example, on the night of Qadr, the night or the grand night, you, instead of offering Mustahab prayers, why not offer your missed prayers? You can offer as many as 100 rakats of missed prayer. And in that time, you're relieved. And in that case, of course, you're relieved of the obligation to offer your missed prayers, because that night is a great night in which you are rewarded profusely for every good deed that you perform. And the missed prayers are the good deeds that you are going to perform, even though they are obligatory on you. But this is a very great and exceptional night in which every individual is rewarded.
Not to mention vigilance.
Times.
Yes, vigilance is recommended.
Yeah, vigilance is recommended, of course.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. What does Islamic jurisprudence say about wearing rings? On which finger does it suggest to go? Like, is it okay? Is it permissible to wear the rings in the middle finger, for example, rather than the ring finger or the index finger or even the thumb?
First of all, I would say that there aren't too many reports or narrations about wearing rings.
Mm.
There's only one narration which says "At-takhattum bil-yamin," okay?
Yes.
Wearing on the right-hand finger.
Right.
Okay. And it does not tell you which finger you should wear the ring on, okay? Obviously, it depends on you which ring. You can use the ring finger, the middle finger, or the index finger, whatever finger you want to choose, which one might look
comfortable,
attractive, in the sense, on the common sense, or according to the people. It's beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right?
Yes.
So in your culture, maybe it looks nice to wear a ring on the index finger. So you can wear it on it, wear it, and there's no problem. And so as long as you wear the ring on the right-hand finger, right? And also, even it's permissible to wear a ring on the left finger.
Yes.
Okay. But it's also recommended to wear aqiq or agate.
Yes.
Agate is recommended.
Recommendation, in fact, or in the hadith, about certain stones, like aqiq, you said, for example.
Recommended, yes.
Yes, like carnate and carnelian or
turquoise.
Agate, for example. All right, and the like. Thank you very much. Sheikh, that was Sheikh Javid, answering my religious questions in the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to your own program. Until another show, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
لا إله إلا هو الغفار الجميل. سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي مميت الظاهر والباطن لا إله إلا هو لا إله إلا